Right now, panel time for you, of course, to answer some questions about the week's news. Roxanne, the White House recently decided that what they really needed was a new person in charge of all the wars we're fighting. A war czar, if you will, who can run things in Afghanistan and Iraq. Well, it's a great idea, but there's one problem. What?
They can't get anybody to take the job.
It's exactly true. Nobody wants to do it.
What's wrong with people these days?
Well, what's amazing is at least five retired generals and military personnel, they all say they'll be washing their hair till January 2009. What a coincidence. One such general who turned it down, he told the Washington Post, quote, "The very fundamental issue is they don't know where the hell they're going. Mm. So rather than go to Iraq, develop an ulcer, and eventually leave, I said no thanks," unquote. Now, according to Defense Secretary Robert Gates, the job is to do what the National Security Advisor would do if the National Security Advisor, quote, had the time, unquote. What's weird about it, of course, is like you're thinking, well, wait a minute. I mean, somebody to, let's see, coordinate with authority, the Pentagon, State Department, intelligence agencies, diplomatic efforts. I mean, doesn't somebody already have that job? I mean, has something happened to Dick Cheney? Is that what they're...
I'll tell you, those czars must have been awesome. Because everybody's a czar. You're a drug czar. Yeah. You're like, whenever you want to get somebody that really, really gets it together, you go for a czar. Yeah. You don't go for a king. There's no drug king. Well, there is. He lives in my neighborhood in L.A.
Yeah.
But formally recognized by the government, it's always a czar. They always got to get a czar.
I understand that they had problems filling this post because President Bush assumed there'd be two of them, one T-S-A-R and one C-Z-A-R. He was like, well, what happens when they argue? He said, that, you know, what's going to happen?
You think the president really knows there are two spellings of the word czar?